भगवद गीता 8.1 सॉरी 8.3 श्री भगवान उवाच अक्षरम ब्रह्म परमं स्वभावोध्यात्ममुच्यते भूतभावोद्भव करो विसर्ग कर्म संगीतः. सो फ्रॉम हियर कृष्णा स्टार्ट्स आंसरिंग अर्जुनस क्वेश्चंस एंड ही स्टेट्स हियर अक्षरम ब्रह्म परमं अक्षरम The infallible Brahma, spiritual reality, Paramam, it is supreme. So Krishna is saying, Brahma is the Akshara and the Parama. So Arjuna's question was, Kim Tad Brahma? That was the first question in 8.1. And Krishna is answering that the Brahma is the infallible. Aksharam Brahma Paramam Swabhavo Adhyatma Muchyate. Adhyatma is what is Kim Tad Brahma Kim Adhyatmam. So Arjuna's question is answered by Krishna by saying that Swabhavo Adhyatma Muchyate. Swabhav is Adhyatma. Kim Karma Purushottama. The third question, and that is answered here by stating that Bhutabhavodbhavakaro Visargaha Karma Sangitaha. Karma Sangitaha, this is called as karma. So what is karma? Bhut Bhavodbhava Karo. Bhut Bhava Udbhava. Udbhava is creation. Bhuta is, here you can refer to the living entities. Bhava is to creation, production. So that which leads to the production of the material bodies of the living beings, that is called as karma. Here we see how technical, context specific definitions of words correlate with their generic definitions according to time, place, circumstance. That means that there are certain words which have certain meanings in certain situations, and we need to recognize that such words don't easily gel with the normal reality that we experience in material existence. That means the word karma or the word Brahma, they can have many meanings. And sometimes when we encounter words in specific contexts, the meanings may differ from what we normally consider their meanings to be. So here, Krishna is telling Aksharam Brahma Paramam. So that which is infallible, that which is transcendental, is Brahma. This can refer to the living entity, this can refer to the Supreme Lord. So different acharyas explain it differently, and such explanations are perfectly fine as long as they are consistent with the overall message of the Gita. So जरा मरण मोक्षाय मामाश्रित्य तद्धिये ते ब्रह्म तद्विदुः कृत्स्नम् आध्यात्मं कर्म चाखिलम्. So if you see in that context, it was in this context that Krishna used the word Brahma, and it was this contextual use that Arjuna clarified that those who seek refuge from the miseries of old age and death, Maam Ashritya Tanti, and they endeavor and they take shelter of me, and they endeavor, they become Brahma, Krishna says. They Brahma Tadvidhu Kritsnam, and they know fully, Adhyatmam Karma Chakhilam. They know Adhyatma their karma, they also know karma. You could say they know adhyatma karma, or they become spiritualized in their action, whichever way you want to take the meaning. We'll see according to the context how different meanings fit. So now, te brahma, they become spiritual, they themselves become brahma. What does this mean? If you see, the absolute reality is always Brahman. It doesn't become Brahman at any time. And what this means in this particular context is that the living entity becomes aware of its spiritual identity and glory. That living entity whose spiritual consciousness is obscured now becomes aware of its spiritual glory. So Krishna says, so who is Brahma? Aksharam Brahma Paramam. So when the living entity is situated in the transcendental position, then the living entity has attained the infallible position. That living entity is Brahma. Krishna will talk later in the 15th chapter. Dvavim Purusha Loke Sharas Chakshara Evacha Kshara Sarvani Bhutani Kutastho Akshara Uchate. There are two kinds of living entities. There are the conditioned and the liberated. And the liberated are the highest. They are the best. And after that, so the highest, but they are not supreme, Krishna says. Uttama Purushatva Anyaha Paramatmeti Udharuta. That Uttama Purusha is someone else. Now going beyond that, Krishna says that I am Bhagavan. So here, Swabhavo Adhyatma Muchyate. Swabhavo Adhyatma means Swabhava, one's own nature. Adhyatma. So what is Adhyatma? Its own Swabhava is Adhyatma. So Adhyatma in a conversational sense means spirituality, we could say. That's the meaning. So here Krishna says, the soul's nature is spiritual. Or spirituality is its nature. What is Adhyatma? Its nature is Sadhyatma. Swabhavo Adhyatma Muchyate. That means, Krishna had said, Adhyatmam Karma Chakhilam. So the activity becomes spiritual. So when the soul becomes spiritualized, then all its activity becomes spiritual. The soul doesn't act with selfish material motivation at that time. The soul acts with pure spiritual motivation. And so now after that, if we see further what Krishna speaks here, Bhuta Bhavod Bhavkaro Visargaha Karma Sangitaha. Bhuta Bhava Udbhava Karo. Bhuta Bhava Udbhava. That which leads to generation of the material bodies of the living beings, that is called as karma. How does this work? Actually, if we think carefully and if we understand, then we will see that so Krishna states that karma leads to generation of our material bodies, and when the karma becomes adhyatma karma, as he mentioned in 7.28, then there will be no such generation of bodies. Now, so here we see the word karma can in general refer to activity. We discussed the four meanings of the word karma when we are talking about karmanya karmaya kashyet akarmani cha karmaya. So karma can mean action, karma can mean reaction to action, karma can mean the system of action reaction, and karma can also refer to one category of action. That is, there is karma, vikarma and akarma. So here Krishna is referring to karma more in the sense of action which produces reaction. And he says that when the soul takes shelter of Krishna, that is 7.28, then the karma will become spiritualized. ఆధ్యాత్మం కర్మ చ అఖిలం. సో టు రెస్పాండ్ టు అర్జునస్ క్వశ్చన్స్, కృష్ణ ఆన్సర్స్ వెరీ బ్రీఫ్లీ ఓవర్ హియర్ సేయింగ్ దాట్ ద లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీ ఈజ్ బ్రహ్మ. ద లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీ వెన్ ఇట్ కమ్స్ టు రియలైజ్ ఇట్స్ ఇన్ఫాలిబుల్ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ నేచర్ ఇట్ ఇస్ బ్రహ్మ. అండ్ వీ ఆల్ హ్యావ్ అవర్ మటీరియల్ స్వభావ విచ్ ఇస్ అకార్డింగ్ టు వర్ణాశ్రమ విచ్ మే బ్రహ్మణ క్షత్రియ వైశ్య శూద్ర, బట్ ద ఆధ్యాత్మ స్పిరిచువాలిటీ దట్ ఈస్ ద ఎసెన్షియల్ స్వభావ ఆఫ్ ద సోల్. ద సోల్ బై నేచర్ ఇస్ స్పిరిచువల్ అండ్ దెన్ వెన్ ద సోల్ ఇస్ ఇన్ అ కండిషన్డ్ ఆర్ అన్నాచురల్ స్టేజ్ అట్ దట్ టైమ్ ద వర్క్ దట్ ఇట్ డస్ విచ్ లీడ్స్ టు ద డెవలప్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ మెటీరియల్ బాడీస్ భూత భావోద్భవకరో విసర్గ కర్మ సంగీత. అండ్ హౌ అవర్ యాక్టివిటీ లీడ్స్ టు ద డెవలప్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ బాడీస్ దాట్ విల్ బికమ్ ద థీమ్ బేస్డ్ ఆన్ విచ్ కృష్ణ విల్ సే దట్ వీ షుడ్ ఆల్వేస్ వర్క్ ఫర్ హిమ్, థింక్ ఆఫ్ హిమ్ అండ్ దెన్ వీ విల్ అటైన్ హిమ్. థ్యాంక్ యూ. గీత 8.3.